So we'll begin, of course, with a case that you all are aware of, the lightning case. By the way, the little page references there to the right on the citation is to the paper, if you're following through on the paper. Drew a little picture here, and I put in an extra tract with that red line, which is not part of the lightning facts, but it's just tended to show that you could also have a variation in lightning where all the party wants to do is use the subsurface because they're just going to pass the well through the subsurface and not actually have a surface location. Well, what happens is lightning leases the Heard family severed mineral interest. It's part of the big Briscoe Ranch, but this particular tract is about 3,200 acres. It's called the Cutlass lease in the opinion. And the Supreme Court didn't mention the size of the Cutlass lease in its opinion. And I wonder if that was intentional because they indicate that they don't seem to be concerned about the size of the tract. It could, of course, just have been inadvertent. Cutlass lease sits next to the Chaparral Wildlife Management Area, managed by the Texas Parks and Wildlife, owned by the state of Texas. And they had leased Anadarko, but Anadarko was not supposed to drill on the wildlife refuge. They were going to try to, supposed to drill off the acreage if they could. And so they obtained, Anadarko obtained permission on the Briscoe Ranch to locate drill sites for five horizontal wells on the surface of what was the Cutlass lease to Lightning. Lightning objected, said that it would object, apparently, to any location on the Cutlass lease.